Any other trials that you're interested in doing?
Well, we are interested in trying to get some trials specifically in the metastatic setting for triple negative cancers. Again, trying to work out, you know, what the best regimen for those patients are. We are involved with a trial with Vanderbilt, which is looking at erlotinib and an mTOR inhibitor in unselected metastatic breast cancer. And I think that would be an interesting trial to see if maybe the triple negative cancers do respond a little bit better. One of the problems...
You just saw like one response, clear-cut objective response to that combination, I'd be interested.
I would too, absolutely. One of the problems, of course, is that it just gone through the phase one part and the toxicity of the two agents is quite significant, particularly in terms of mucositis. So they're kind of struggling about whether they should go on with the phase two part or not. But, you know, I think obviously if you made some adjustments in the drug dosages, that might be a reasonable thing to look at. So that's one thing certainly we're looking at. There is data suggesting that platinums may be more effective in these patients. So that's something else that we'd like to look at. We have a very large population of patients with triple negative cancers. So I think we are in a good position to examine agents in this setting.
I remember when Kathy Miller presented the E2100 data that Eric Weiner did the discussion afterwards, and one of the points he raised was the issue of bevacizumab and triple negative tumors. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, so if you look, subsequently we did see a breakdown of 2100 looking at that data, and obviously, you know, across the board, the addition of bevacizumab did improve outcome compared to paclitaxel alone. The triple negative group clearly did benefit because the ERPR negative group in that trial were essentially triple negative because there was no patients with HER2 positive cancers on that trial. But interestingly, the hormone refractory patients also achieved a very significant benefit from the addition of bevacizumab. So that data wouldn't suggest to me that the triple negatives are perhaps particularly sensitive to the angiogenesis inhibitors, but it certainly would suggest that they do work. There was also a very intriguing presentation at the ASCO meeting from the SWOG group looking at a metronomic chemotherapy approach in the pre-op setting. I don't know if you recall that or not.
That was Georgiana Ellis.
Yes. So it was basically AC given metronomically followed by Taxol versus standard AC and paclitaxel. And overall, the metronomic arm was better, but in the ER negative group, the PCR rate was extremely high. I believe it was 45%. So again, that would lead some credence to the fact that perhaps these are sensitive to an angiogenic inhibition approach. So again, I thought that was an interesting protocol.
You hear people talking about the issue of metronomic therapy and being, quote, anti-angiogenic. How strong is the evidence on that?
I mean, there certainly is, as always, lots of preclinical data suggesting that it does have an anti-angiogenic effect. I'm not sure that we've really clarified for sure that's what it does in clinical trials, but I think I haven't seen data from this pre-op trial addressing that, but you would imagine that that would be a very nice way of basically looking at the effects of the agents on angiogenesis inhibition.
It seems like all the pre-op trials and the cooperative groups are about to sort of undergo a transition and seem like they're going to be more important, more of them, more tissue. Is that something you think is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main interest in preoperative chemotherapy is the tissue acquisition issue to answer all these questions that we have questions about. And of course, this is fairly recent because I remember when I was at Northwestern, we did a trial with pre-op TAC and we didn't actually look at the tissue. I mean, we probably should have been. But I think that it's such a unique place to actually be able to really, because I think we all believe the pathologic complete response rate for after preoperative chemotherapy is a very robust marker of outcome. And you have a very quick way of basically correlating whatever expression of whatever is in a tumor with your PCR rate. Even in the B27 trial that was negative, they still found the PCR did correlate with outcome. But I think going back to the preoperative hormonal trials, that may be the endpoint we should look at, but that's a real issue that we need to tweak out. And that's why the type of trial that I was talking about doing with the Oncotype assay is very difficult because, you know, you don't want to do a huge trial where you're going to look at disease-free survival as your endpoint. So it really does have a lot of nuances with it that make it kind of quite complicated.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.